You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But right now, let's talk some baseball. Orioles at Philly tonight, taking on Kyle Schwarber, and the Phillies broke out the whip and sticks late against that hapless and beleaguered Orioles bullpen. From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Mike Exisa. Mike, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. Not to harken back too much to the trade deadline of a couple of weeks back. But you guys at CBSSports.com weren't real kind to the birds and Mike Elias when it came to the trade deadline grades. And for those who may not have read it, and I can't believe our audience would not read it, but explain why they got a Bob Haney 10th grade grade when it came to the trade deadline and everything that went along with it.
Yeah, it really is. It's a grade for like for the entire season up to this point, and really the things that led to them having to trade away players to the trade deadline. You know, the Orioles, they should be in the race this year. They shouldn't be selling away their relievers and all their rentals at the trade deadline. And I'm not the biggest prospect guy. I don't know how well they did in those trades, but from what I understand, they did more. It's kind of like these quantity over quality trades. They didn't get that one great prospect. They got two or three good prospects, and Elias has done that in the past, and that's how he started the rebuild, and that's kind of what he had success doing. So I'm not going to doubt him on that front, but the Orioles having to trade away players, that's like, this is like deeply embarrassing for the organization, that you have all this young position player talent. The pitching was horrible. I mean, you could see it coming into the season that there was some risk here, and it went about as poorly as possible, and now you're selling when you should be, you know, this should be like, if you look 2 years ago and you said the 2025 Orioles would have to sell at the trade deadline, you'd be like, oh my goodness, what in the world happened? So that was the biggest factor in our grading. It wasn't so much that, well, they did horrible with these trades. You know, I have no idea, but they seem like they did pretty okay there. It's just the circumstances that led them to this.
Yeah, and F, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, which was failing for sure. But with Mike Elias, and for the record, Mike, I was against the dismissal of Brandon Hyde, because now Elias is going to have to hire a new manager, and I would assume that he'll be on some sort of hot seat heading in to this offseason. But, you know, the bullpen is in total shambles, and there's no real, who knows what's going on with Batista with the shoulder, and Cano's taking two steps backwards, et cetera, et cetera. Your rotation, Grayson Rodriguez is out for the rest of the year, and granted, it's not Tommy John, but if you're penciling it in for 20 starts next year, you're lying to yourself. So how big of an offseason, forget about bringing in another bat or two to supplement the lineup, for Elias to bring in pitching, whether it's trades, free agency, and correct me if I'm wrong, there aren't any Garrett Crochet-like prospects available for trade. So if you're trying to pull the trigger there, he's got to spend some dough.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how the trade market's going to develop in the offseason. You know, you never really know. Like, who thought Kyle Tucker was going to get traded? So you don't know. We'll see what happens when we get there, but you're right. There's not much pitching coming internally. Certainly no one you're going to say, okay, this guy's going to give us 25 starts next year and we're going to be comfortable with that. So for the Orioles to improve their pitching, they're going to have to do like two things that Elias is not comfortable doing, and that's spend money and or trade prospects. You know, he just doesn't like to do those things. But how else do you do it? You know, you can't you can't go sign 37-year-old pitchers to 1-year contracts and just keep doing that every offseason. It's just not going to work. We saw it this year with them, and yeah, this is probably the worst case scenario, but that's just not something that's going to work long term. And rebuilding the bullpen, like, we see bullpens are so volatile. Like, you know, the best bullpen in baseball 1 year could be mediocre the next. That's a little bit easier of a fix, but the rotation, there's just not many innings there to be had. The start of the free agent market is not really great. It's not deep. There's no, like, Gerrit Cole or top flight starter like that available this offseason. So you're kind of looking at guys who are more second and third tier kind of starters. And, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. They don't need just like one pitcher to kind of help them. They need almost like an entire rotation. Right. Most of a bullpen, it's a lot of work.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. So we know the woes of the Orioles here for sure. And injuries have had a lot to do with it. And, you know, guys like Kowser taking a step back and et cetera, et cetera. But Minnesota, they look like the 27 Yankees against the Orioles this year. 6-0, they had the 13-game winning streak, and now they've really flatlined over the last couple of months, and they sold pretty much everyone outside of Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva, it looks like. But yeah. What the hell happened to the Twins? Why did they go from riding so high to, oh, my God, the White Sox are kind of breathing down their necks a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you go back 2 years, the Twins were in the postseason. They won a postseason series for the first time in like 20 years or whatever it was. And it looked like this, maybe they weren't going to be like a top flight World Series contender every year, but it looked like they were going to have some staying power and contend for a few years. And that just hasn't happened. And they did get hit pretty hard by the regional sports network thing. They lost some money there in ownership, whether it was a valid reason or they just took that as an opportunity to cut payroll. And so payrolls come down despite, you know, this team that looked like it was ready to contend 2 years ago. And I do give the front office some credit because they acted decisively. They could have kind of strung this along and kind of sold off their rentals and not really done anything, but they traded Duran, they traded Griffin Jacks, they traded their guys who had some control there and got better prospects in return because of it. So I guess give the front office credit for doing what needed to be done. But it really is a shame that, especially the fan base, like that fan base has been waiting for a winner for so long, and they finally got a team that looked good and had young players they could build around, and now 2 years later, they're kind of tearing it down, and especially in that division, because that division is like so winnable. I know the Tigers are good, and they look like they're going to be that team to beat in that division for a while, but geez, like you could have made a run at them, and instead they're tearing it down, and they're going through yet another rebuild here.
What's going on with the Braves this offseason? Lost a year for them, got off to the 07 start, actually got over 500 at one point, tons of injuries there. Austin Riley just went on the IL. Acuna got hurt again. Whispers, I guess, Mike, you know better than me, that Snicker could be hanging it up here. What about Atlanta? I mean, how do they regroup after what has been a colossal dud of 2025?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, you know, the injuries really kind of just done them in because their entire opening day starting rotation is on the 60-day injured list right now. All five of their guys are hurt, and there's no level of depth that can overcome that. You just can't do it. And you look at the roster, they're they're corn. Ronald Acuna, Ozzy Albies, Riley, Olsen, those guys are young enough and signed affordably enough that they could contend next year. This is not a team that's staring down a long rebuild now. They have the pieces, most of the core in place to contend. So they do need to pitch. They need more pitching, obviously. I mean, every team needs pitching, but they really need it because some of these injuries are going to extend into next season. And I don't think it's a situation where they're in serious trouble and you're kind of seeing the last legs of this team as a contender. I think they're still young enough there and they're still signed long term. You know, these guys are making so little money compared to what they're worth on the open market that there should be financial flexibility there to spend some money, get some pitching and make a run next year. The trouble for them is the Mets and Phillies are pretty good. So you're in a tough division there, but you got 3 wild card spots. So I think the Braves should be better next year. And depends on what they do in the pitching thing. I don't think you're going to see a situation where they start trading away Acuna and Riley. Those guys are there for the long haul, I think.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, last thing for you. New York Yankees, will they make the playoffs? Explain yes, why, no, why?
I think so. I know things aren't looking great right now, but I think they'll get the bullpen figured out. They made a lot of trades at the deadline, and I kind of trust them to figure out bullpens because they've done it the last few years. And it's kind of a pattern of the Yankees the last 4 or 5 years. They start great. They look like the best team in baseball. Then June hits, and they have these 2 terrible months, and then they just kind of get things situated in August and September and do what they need to do to get there. And they're getting Judge back tonight, and he only missed 10 days, but still, that's a pretty big guy to get back. And I think they'll get the pitching figured out. I'm not as confident as I would normally be in that because they've looked so bad the last few weeks. I think they're going to hang on, and I think it's going to go like right down to the final weekend, though.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, always appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yep, sure thing.
You got it, Mike Exesa. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. American League East report at 1:15. What happened in the division last night? What's going on today? Updated standings. And then Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com. Talk about what's going on in the AFC West. He covers the Kansas City Chiefs, and they are the defending AFC champions. But have the Chargers and the Broncos, they closed the gap a little bit, and are we sleeping on the Raiders?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.